Historical sociolinguistics explores the intersections between language and society, and does so in historical contexts. Researchers at universities in the Utopia Alliance engage with historical sociolinguistics through a wide range of topics, including language history, language contact, language policy, multilingualism, language education, language variation and change, language conflict, minoritized languages and dialects, and language standardization. In 2022, researchers at five Utopia universities formed the History, Identity, and Linguistic Diversity Connected Research Community Incubator to explore ways that their work in historical sociolinguistics could achieve modern impact. They posed a challenge to themselves. They asked, how can we reduce present-day European conflict through knowledge of historical multilingualism, language conflict, and language policy? In these interviews, historical sociolinguists from Utopia universities respond to this challenge.
Hi, I'm Michelle Waldespiel. I work at the University of Gothenburg. I focus on names in multilingual contexts and conflicts, names and identity, name laws, national name laws, and migration could cause.
I'm Christopher Strella from the University of Warwick. Today I'm talking about my work with Cockney cultures to develop a model of community-based participatory research in linguistics.
So I think that to reduce conflict and language conflict, we need to delve into the past and we need to try to challenge these grand narratives of language history that are so central to our way of thinking about language in the past, because challenging those is challenging the ideological foundations very often of what language is nowadays.
My name is Jenny Brummer. My research interests have always belonged to two fields, contrastive linguistics, the translation of linguistic variation, and fictional orality. The second research field I have devoted my research to the historical linguistics, particularly the history of Spanish and Catalan in modern times.
My work tries to answer the challenge of making compatible unity and diversity in language, analyzing how the academy writes their grammar rules and analyzing how speakers perceive these rules as being more flexible with diversity.
My work focuses on the friction between Dutch and French over the past centuries in Belgium. And by looking at original documents, by comparing the facts we find in those archives to the grand narratives that have come to us and that are being reproduced, we are able to show that a number of these generally accepted stories tend to be overgeneralizing, that a number of these generally accepted opinions on language history are, in fact, in some cases, completely wrong.
My name is Oliver Curry. I'm a lecturer at the University of Ljubljana. My research is on linguistic diversity, in particular the threat to linguistic diversity today as a result of language shift and how the understanding of language shift can inform language planning policies and help us maintain minoritized languages and linguistic diversity more effectively.